Welcome to the Churchosity Podcast. If you're looking for a place to have fun and edifying conversations about church culture, then you have landed in the right spot. What's up, everybody? My name is Heath Brady.
And I'm Andrea Brady.
And we are your Churchosity Podcast personnel. Still coming at you.
We're still here.
We're still here. We took an unplanned hiatus for another week once again.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
We had some stuff come up and things were just a little busy. So yeah. We didn't have time for you. We're sorry.
Well, we did have Revelation episodes dropping.
Yes, and you do such a fantastic job of plugging those bonus episodes.
I do.
I got to give you credit, man.
Thank you.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, I really love it.
Sweet.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never really deep dove into Revelation before, and I was missing out.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So be sure to check out those bonus episodes on the Book of Revelation that we're doing. Andy?
Yes?
How the heck are you?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you doing good?
I don't know. I got a lot of energy.
That's good.
Yeah. I've been eating better.
Same.
Yeah. Lots more fruits and vegetables.
Fruits?
Yep.
I think I might get on the scale tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
I think I think I might see what a couple weeks of doing this has done for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel better.
I've been drinking a lot of water, too.
Yeah, you've been making me drink a lot of water, too.
It's healthy.
If it doesn't have anything sugary or carbonation in it, man, it's just not meant for the human consumption. Or rather, maybe those things are what's not made for human consumption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just got to get used to it.
I will say this, though, that fun fact.
What?
I haven't had red meat in like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And
good for you.
I've had a couple servings of chicken and a couple servings of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And no pop. Very little dairy.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
And I got to tell you, my joints feel better.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have an episode about eating right. But, you know, that's not really a church issue, is it?
It's one of the things we don't talk about from the pulpit, right? That's for sure.
Yeah, okay.
That whole gluttony conversation. Moving right along.
Right, exactly.
Well, we want to let all of our lovely listeners know that the month of May is gearing up to be a very exciting month for the Brady household.
It is.
Yes, we got stuff happening.
But we can't tell you what.
But we can't tell you what yet. But that thing, those things that we keep withholding from you and teasing all of you with, we're going to soon have some information. So I might drop a tiny little morsel of the excitement in a couple of episodes, but we'll have to wait and see.
Have to wait and see.
Yes.
That's my favorite phrase.
Yes.
We got to play it by ear.
Play it by ear. Or that's possible.
Or, yeah. Well, you could be right.
Oh, famous last words. Yeah. Well, anyhow, we're going to have some fun again on this episode.
Are we having another riff episode?
Yeah, we're going to riff a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do something fun. But before we dive into our conversation, we really want to remind each and every one of you to please give us a rating and leave us a review, because your ratings and your reviews not only help popularize Churchosity, but they also make us a heck of a lot easier for other people to find us.
Yeah.
And because I happen to know the person who runs Churchosity's website, I want to make sure that we encourage all of you to check out the website, churchosity.com. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because it's the home for all things Churchosity. Not just our episodes, although you can listen to our episodes there, including the bonus ones, even.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got blogs, And we've got merch.
Oh.
And a bunch of other fun things, like a quick little survey that we would love all of you to take just maybe 5 minutes of your day.
If that.
If that. And fill it out. And here's the reason why, folks.
Yeah.
We want all of you to feel like Churchosity is your community too. And what better way to do that than to help us connect with you through things like this little survey. Mm-hmm. It lets us know, like, maybe where you're listening from, or what types of topics or subjects or Bible books that you would like us to talk about on our show. And you know what? If we choose one of your suggested items to discuss, you will get a shout out.
Ooh.
Maybe not by name, if you prefer, but we will definitely recognize you by just simply saying, this is a listener asked for episode.
That's right.
So how cool would that be?
That'd be so cool.
Seriously though, folks, churchosity.com. Give it a gander, hang out for a while, and enjoy churchosity.com.
You can tell we're Gen X.
Oh, we're so Gen X. Yeah. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yes, dear.
In real time, not when people are listening to this.
Uh-huh.
Andy, you and I were at our favorite place that we have business meetings.
Yeah.
And we were discussing, you know, it was kind of like towards the end of our remarriage series. We were discussing, like, what types of stuff is the Lord kind of laying on our heart? What kind of things are coming to mind that we want to kind of go in a different direction or do differently or whatever?
Right.
And
I thought that the remarriage episodes were pretty heavy. A little bit, so it'd be kind of nice to do something lighthearted and fun. So
for sure, before we get into something heavy again,
yeah, we got to balance it out, right?
That's right. Well, one of the things that we got to talking about, just like in passing, was all of these like epic stories, epic books and movies, like from our lifetime and even probably our parents' lifetime, things like Star Wars.
Yes.
Or Titanic. Or Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. The Hobbit,
yes. The Harry Potter books.
Mm.
God forbid, the Twilight series.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
You know, things that are culture, things that in our culture, whether you be Gen Z, Millennial, Gen X, Boomer, whatever generation it is, there are these epic tales that people invest so much time that will never get back in deep diving into all of the ins and outs and angles and befores and afters and prequels and epilogues and prologues.
And, you know, and genealogies and mythologies and, you know, geographies. Like,
I mean, and histories.
Thinking about, like, you can go out and buy Lord of the Rings trivia. It's a game, right?
Well, we do have the somewhere in a box.
Somewhere.
We have the Blu-ray Trivial Pursuit of the Lord of the Rings trilogy extended edition.
Yeah.
So, yes. spent an extra little penny on that.
And it's kind of cool because if you just, you know, there some people just love getting into the intricacies of all of the little details of some of these epic tales. In fact, you and I got really into the show Lost.
Oh gosh, I know. I don't know if I would classify that show as epic, but to us it was epic.
It was epic in that there was so much to it. Like, there were little mysteries and there were little things that we were trying to figure out and solve. And little clues here and there that were dropped. I just, you know, we were always kind of thinking about the storyline and how it was going and where it was going to end up. and what this meant and what that meant. We talked about it all the time.
Yeah, even like when I was at work, I ended up having to spend money on a Bluetooth so that I could keep my phone in my pocket and not get caught by my manager being on the phone.
Oh, no.
Because we just had to keep talking about the show and all the different theories that we had.
Yeah, I had like so many ideas. Like it would just come to me in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what?
And all these years later, still, there will be times. You remember that time when John Locke did such and such?
Right.
That, you realize that was a setup for blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, we still do it.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not here to say that this is wrong or bad, but yet many of us might be guilty of leaving on the shelf, leaving on the coffee table, somewhere collecting dust, the most epic tale ever written.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be guilty of investing little or no time at all in all of those histories and genealogies and mysteries and backstories and whatever.
Right.
And that epic tale is not a tale, it's a true story.
Right. And we're involved in it.
And that would be,
that's the coolest part.
And that would be the story of God's plan to redeem his people.
Right.
In other words, the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
It is literally the most epic story ever written. It is from cover to cover a love letter written to God's people in blood.
Mm-hmm.
That was signed, sealed, delivered on a wooden cross.
Yeah.
Some 2,000 years ago. And every detail, every number, every name, even the things between the letters in the original languages, everything is there by supernatural design.
Yeah.
And it's alive, and it is active, and it is true, and it's real. Like real for your life.
It's God-breathed.
Yes. All scripture is God-breathed. Amen.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just got to talking, you know, we kind of fell down this rabbit hole of some of our favorite epic tales or epic stories or epic movies or epic shows. And then it just kind of dawned on us. You realize how much time we've invested in that series of books or that particular film or that TV show or, you know, superhero comics and their conversion into being on the big screen, like all of those conversations. Do you realize how much time and effort and energy we have put into these things?
Hours and hours and hours.
And yet, I struggle with remembering scripture references.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, this isn't supposed to be a guilt trip.
No. No, I'm not guilt tripping at all. I'm just saying, you know, when I say we, that's me included.
I do think about that. I am convicted about it a little bit. I mean, like I was mentioning earlier about my obsession with the Lost episodes, I was really into it. I mean, as much as I ever get into anything, really, this was probably one thing that I was super into, and it consumed my thoughts quite often.
Mm.
And yet the scripture says we're supposed to set our minds on things above.
Right.
You know.
Where moth and rust do not destroy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, contemplating God's word and really the most epic tale ever told. I mean, we love The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and all that kind of stuff. And there were times when we went to the movie theater on opening day. And we saw people dressed up in like elf outfits and orc outfits and things like that.
Yeah.
Because they want to participate and be a part of it. Like, yeah,
we don't do that.
They cosplay or role play and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, we are a part of the greatest epic story ever because we are saved and we belong to the Lord and the Bible is written to us.
Right.
And that should excite us.
Mm-hmm.
We should be, I mean, you know, ideally, I think my disconnect when it came to studying the Bible was kind of looking at it, compartmentalizing it, like the Old Testament and the New Testament, two separate things, you know, and as a Christian on this side of the cross, we're focused a lot on the New Testament, right? And how we should live our life based on what the New Testament says. And yeah, it's good to know those Old Testament stories, but how does it connect? But once I started looking at scripture as a whole and noticed, you know, every page of scripture, every story points to Christ.
Amen.
And it's kind of amazing when the Bible starts opening itself up to you like that. It's just, it becomes something new and exciting. And you're like, wait a minute, this is really fascinating.
Yeah. Not to, again, shamelessly plug the Revelation series in our bonus episodes, but I think that that's something that you and I are both learning about the scriptures, mm-hmm. as far as Jesus and the plan of redemption being on every page in the Bible, because in order to better understand the book of Revelation, it takes you all over the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And you can see how even in the Garden of Eden, mm-hmm. the story begins. Not right. just the story of the creation of everything, but the story of the beginning of God's plan to redeem his people.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it totally reminds me of when the girls were in Catholic school and my daughter came home from school one day, and in religion class, her religion teacher said that Adam and Eve was a myth.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, really? Okay. So I marched up to the school and had a one-on-one with the principal. I'm like, look, I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm sending my kid to a Catholic school because I want them to learn, you know, religious principles and such. And I was not expecting them to come home with that kind of information. And I said, you know, whether or not you believe in the Adam and Eve story, it's a part of our Holy Bible. And it's there for a reason. That story is there because it paints a picture of how we need a Savior.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the last Adam.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I said, that's why that story is so important. And if your religion teacher doesn't know that, that's a problem.
If your religion teacher doesn't believe that, that's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm just glad they don't. We took them out of that school.
Yeah. Well, and one of the other reasons, one of the many other reasons why the creation story is so important is because in Genesis chapter 3, mm-hmm. when judgment is pronounced on Adam and Eve and the serpent.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
When God comes to the garden and he finds Adam and Eve, they have covered their nakedness mm-hmm. with fig leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a side note, if you do a Bible study on fig trees and figs in the Bible, you'll be pretty fascinated on the symbolism there. So what's the first thing that God does? He removes the works that they did to cover their shame and replaces it with what? Coats of animal skin.
Yes, by the shedding of blood.
Yeah, by the shedding of innocent blood, their sins were covered. Mm-hmm. Right there in Genesis chapter 3.
Is a picture of the cross.
That is the cross. That is, and then of course you have, you know, the judgments, you know, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And that's the first messianic title of Jesus. And then we're off to the races.
I know.
And it's just, you know, it's baffling to me because, you know, I grew up in going to church and I grew up going to Sunday school and I have been around the Bible my entire life. But it wasn't until I was really probably in my early 30s, maybe my late 20s, where I just developed this passion to study the scripture.
Wow.
And yet, in our conversation the other day, Andy, I realized how much more time I could be spending in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like to joke and say that I have 52 years of useless information bouncing around in my brain just in case I ever get called upon to be on the show Jeopardy.
Right.
Especially when it comes to like my generation's pop culture, movies and music and, you know, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah.
But there are things about some of these other epic tales, you know, like Lord of the Rings. Like I was one of those kids that was forced to read those books.
Oh.
In school.
Okay.
It wasn't until I'd seen the actual movies mm-hmm. as an adult that I wanted to go back and read the books. Mm. And then I discover that there are other works by Tolkien. And now I want to read those books. And I want to understand the backstory and the origin and, you know, how all of these things tie together. Same thing with, like, the Harry Potter stories and the differences between the movies and the books and, like, deep diving into those characters and understanding what the whole story about Harry Potter actually is. It's not about witchcraft. It's about a neglected child that gets redemption.
Yeah.
And, you know, who doesn't want a story like that, especially as kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that, you know, these things, because they suck us in with the entertainment aspect, I often wonder if that might be the difference.
Yeah.
Because there are so many folks who might say that the Bible's boring. They yeah. might say that the entertainment factor isn't there. There's mm-hmm. nothing that draws me in.
Hmm.
And I would say, shame on you to all of that.
Well, there are versions of the Bible you can read that are not so hard to understand.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about that. You, I mean, that is true. That is very, very true. The trouble with that, though, could be that you lose some of or most of the intended meaning, and you might fall into some sort of a distraction where mankind's meaning has been inserted.
True.
Versus what the intent of the Holy Spirit was behind said passage that you're studying.
Mm-hmm.
No, the point that I'm making is that there are so many things, especially if you like get into the language, when you start to pick apart the Hebrew and the Greek and the Aramaic, and you see these things in scripture, these subtleties, these things that if you just read in the English, you just kind of glance over it and skip on by. But if you go back and unpack it, you can see, you will discover that not only are there times in the scripture where there are paradoxes and mm-hmm. there are analogies and metaphors and you name it,
yeah.
there's comedy also.
Yeah, a lot.
There are, I mean, I firmly believe that God has a sense of humor. And the Holy Spirit inspired these men and women to write the scriptures in their original languages. And one of the things intended behind these writings is humor.
Mm, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. like, I'll just give you one example.
Okay.
You know the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel, where the prophets of Baal are there and they're having like this competition and you know, whose God is better, you know, my God's better than your God kind of a thing, right?
We got spirit. Yes, we do.
Exactly.
We got spirit. How about you? Okay. Yeah.
And so Elijah tells the prophets of Baal, you know, to build this huge altar and, you know, do your thing, say all of your chants and do all of this and do all of that. And so they do it day and night and there, you know, Baal doesn't come, Baal doesn't come. Now, in the English, Elijah starts kind of goading them. He starts kind of, you know, poking and prodding at them
mm-hmm.
with his words. And in the English, one of the things he says is, maybe he's away, or maybe he's busy, and that's uh-huh. why he's not answering.
Yeah.
But in the Hebrew, what he's actually saying to them is, maybe he's out taking a leak.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's out relieving himself.
Oh,
jeez. Now, I'm
wow,
sorry.
Wow, that's...
But as a guy in the West...
Oh, my gosh.
As yeah. a Christian man from the West...
Yeah.
That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
So I just think that when it comes to the scriptures, man, all of your bases are covered.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of all of that, it is the most epic story ever written.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those books in the Old Testament make up a portion of the story of God's redemption for his people.
Yeah.
And I challenge anybody to come at me with a tale, a story, especially a real life story, more epic than that.
That's the truth.
I don't know about you, Andy.
No, definitely not. I can't think of anything. That stuff. The word of God is kind of hard to beat. Hello.
Sure. Yeah.
There is an online website that I want to plug. There's a couple. First of all, the Blue Letter Bible. I love that website. So what's really fun about it is you can go on there, you can pick whatever version of the Bible you want to read, and then you can look up the concordance, and everything is just at your fingertips. It's just so easy to flip back and forth between different scriptures, and you know, you can really learn a lot.
Yeah, it's an excellent tool.
It is. And the other website that I absolutely love is the Bible Project.
Yes.
So the Bible Project is done by some people up in Portland, Oregon. And what's so cool about that is if you are a visual kind of person like I am, they've done a lot of different things. One of the things that I love the most is that they've illustrated the different books of the Bible and explaining what the Bible, those books are about.
Yeah, summaries.
Like little summaries. And it's illustrated and it's just so good.
It's like live illustration.
Yes.
Like they're drawing the pictures while they're explaining like the gist of what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I really love it. And yeah, you should check it out. It's the Bible Project, or actually it's just BibleProject.com.
Yeah.
And
that was one of my favorite tools that I was given when I was in seminary.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
It was during one of my Old Testament classes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like given to me as an extra help. And oh my goodness, I've used that website for Sunday school and youth group, and mm-hmm. we've watched, like, it's amazing. So yeah, blueletterbible.org, bibleproject.org.
Yeah, definitely. And it's fun because if you don't know where to start, I'm hoping that you love the Bible, but you know, if you're not super excited about studying the Bible or reading the Bible, I would go to the Bible Project and just play around and see, check on, you know, what different books of the Bible are about and just, you know, learn. I mean, it's such a rich resource. Yeah. There's so much on there now.
They also break up things in the Bible to like topics,
mm-hmm.
Portions of scripture, subject matter. It's really a great tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Fantastic. And especially if you're artistic.
Yes.
I mean, you won't be able to take your eyes off your screen.
Yeah, seriously. It's really great. It's good for all ages.
Yes, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because I think when we first started watching those videos, I think that at least the girls were still pretty young. And yeah. We were showing them those videos.
Mm-hmm. And they've just grown so much since then.
Yeah, and I think that even our second to the youngest was like, we don't even get this good of religion in our religion class. So, yeah. Good,
that's true.
Good supports and helps for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of methods and ways to study the Bible. I don't have a particular method. It just seems that I just need to read the Bible every day, whatever that looks like. And it's kind of interesting because, like we say, the Word of God is living and active, that it just seems that every single day, wherever I'm reading, I'll read like a chapter or two, just wherever. It'll apply to my life somehow during the day. I'll be reminded of it. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I just read that this morning. And, you know, it just also just sets your thoughts on the things above. You know, it's a good way to start your day.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focusing on the Lord and realizing, you know, I need to be in His Word because I need to let those words richly dwell within me. And how am I going to do that if I'm not reading it?
That'll preach. Yeah. Like, I do know that the Chronicles of Narnia, especially Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, like C.S. Lewis intentionally created metaphors for the gospel in his stories. And a lot of people have over the decades have tried to say the same thing with Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And first of all, it's not true. The Lord of the Rings is not a metaphorical biblical work at all. There are some phrases from scripture that he borrowed because Tolkien was Catholic. There are some phrases from scripture that he borrowed to create lines for people to say. But I just remember, like, when the Lord of the Rings movies, like, I'm sure it was when the Fellowship of the Ring, the first one that came out, was out in the theaters. If you went to a Christian bookstore, the Jesus junk, as I like to call it, the trinkets and stuff that were trying to basically equate the Lord of the Rings stories, books, movies, what have you, with the Bible, it was very depressing, to be honest with you. Yeah. Now, that's not to say that these epic tales, like Star Wars and, you know, whatever they might be, that's not to say that they don't contain biblical principles that you can apply to your life. And certainly don't hear me say that spending time watching and reading and looking at all of the behind the scenes stuff is bad or wrong. I'm not saying that. What we're trying to communicate here is, remember your Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember the scriptures. We need to remember the greatest epic tale ever written. That it's about our redemption. It's about our sanctification. It's about our glorification from cover to cover. And just imagine, you know, and I have been thinking about this a lot in preparation for recording this episode. Imagine if, like, 1/10 of the time that I have ever invested in deep diving into, you know, mythology of Superman.
Oh my.
If I could get 1/10 of that time back, which I never will, and pour that into the historicity and culture of the scriptures, I'd be farther along in my understanding of God's word than I am now.
Right.
You know, and it's not a competition. Don't hear me say it's a competition. No. You know, it's not like when we get to the pearly gates, you know, we're going to be quizzed on, you know, how many hours a day did you study your Bible? It's not a matter of quantity.
That's a fig leaf.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That'll preach. It's not a matter of quantity of verses.
Right.
It's a matter of quality of time.
That's true.
Time is something that on this side of eternity runs out.
Mm-hmm.
So try to strike a balance, I would say, because we are in this world, even though we're not of this world. And there are things in this world that we're free to enjoy. You know, right. God puts the fence around the playground and says, have at it, kids. And, you know, reading books and watching movies and watching television, you know, like, those are things that are meant to be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Apostle Paul told us, you know, that everything is permissible, but not all things are profitable.
Mm.
And so we would want to strive, myself included, for moderation.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to try to my hardest, because I'm feeling convicted now. I feel like I'm preaching to myself. I'm going to try my hardest to recognize when I'm taking 1/10 too much time, and maybe that'll grow into more as it goes. But I'm going to try to recognize when I need to take 1/10 of the time I'm pouring into something and crack open the scriptures and spend that time with the Lord. Because the reality of it is, folks, all of those things are entertaining and they bring us joy. I'm not going to lie.
No,
they really do.
They're fun.
all these different spin-off Star Wars shows, whether they're animated or not, I love them.
Yeah.
But in God's economy, the quality of time spent with Jesus far surpasses the greatest Jedi Knight duel that you could ever read about or watch on screen. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's true.
So I know that this has just been one brief conversation, Andy.
Yeah.
But I think that we pretty much have built our case. That the greatest, most epic tale of all time is from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen. And that's all we have to say about that.
Thank you for listening to the Churchosity Podcast. Please don't forget to give us a rating, and also don't forget to leave us a review. On our next episode, we'll be having a very interesting conversation about the greatest commandment. Over to you, Andy.
Be sure to check out our website, churchosity.com, and there you can follow us on all the socials, become a Churchosity Patreon, or you can drop us a message and give us your feedback, because we'd really love to hear from you.
And don't forget to spread the word about Churchosity Podcast by just simply telling a friend to tell a friend what we're doing here.
Yeah, let them be a part of the conversation too.
But always remember that the goal of our instruction is love.
From a pure heart.
And from a good conscience.
And a sincere faith.
So we thank you all once again for listening, and we look forward to catching all of you on the next episode of Churchosity Podcast. Peace.